Chapter 90. And I watched until the time when 35 shepherds had been pasturing in this manner. And they all completed their respective times like the first ones. And others received them into their hands to pasture them in their respective times, each shepherd in his time. After this, in my vision, I watched all the birds of the heavens come, eagles and vultures and kites and ravens. But the eagles were leading all the birds, and they began to devour those sheep and peck out their eyes and devour their flesh. And the sheep cried out because their flesh was being devoured by the birds. And I cried out and lamented in my sleep over that shepherd who was pasturing the sheep. And I watched until those sheep were devoured by the dogs, and by the eagles, and by the kites. And they left them neither flesh, nor skin, nor sinew, until only their bones remained. And their bones fell to the earth, and the sheep became few. And I watched until the time that 23 shepherds had been pasturing, and they completed in their respective times 58 times. And behold, lambs were born to those white sheep, and they began to open their eyes and to see, and to cry out to the sheep. But they did not listen to them, nor attend to their words, but they were extremely deaf, and their eyes were extremely and excessively blinded. And I saw in the vision that the ravens flew upon those lambs and seized one of those lambs and dashed the sheep in pieces and devoured them. And I watched until horns grew upon those lambs, but the ravens were casting down their horns. And I watched until a great horn sprouted on one of those sheep. And it looked on them, and their eyes were opened. And it cried out to the flock, and the ram saw it, and they all ran to it. And besides this, all those eagles and vultures and ravens and kites were still tearing the sheep in pieces and swooping down upon them and devouring them. And the sheep were silent. But the rams lamented and cried out. And those ravens were struggling and fighting with it, and sought to do away with its horn. But they did not prevail against it. And I watched until the shepherds and the eagles and those vultures and the kites came. And they cried to the ravens to smash the horn of that ram. And they struggled and made war with it. And it was struggling with them, and cried out that its help might come. And I watched until that man came who had written down the names of the shepherds and brought them before the Lord of the sheep. And he helped it and showed it everything. His help came down to that ram. And I watched until the Lord of the sheep came upon them in wrath. And all which saw him fled, and all fell into darkness before him. And all the eagles and vultures and ravens and kites gathered together and brought with them all the wild sheep. And they all came together and helped one another smash the horn of that ram. And I watched that man who had written the book according to the word of the Lord, until he opened the book of the destruction which those last 12 shepherds had wrought. And before the Lord of the sheep, he showed that they had destroyed much more than their predecessors. And I watched until the Lord of the sheep came to them and took in his hand the staff of his wrath and struck the earth. And the earth was rent asunder, and all the beasts and all the birds of the heavens fell away from among those sheep and were submerged in the earth, and it covered over them. And I watched until a great sword was given to those sheep. And the sheep went out against all the wild beasts to kill them. And all the beasts and the birds of the heavens fled before them. And I watched until a throne was constructed in the pleasant land. And the Lord of the sheep sat upon it. And he took all the sealed books and opened those books before the Lord of the flock. And the Lord summoned those first 7 white men, and he commanded them to bring before him those stars whose genitals were like the genitals of horses, beginning with the first star which had preceded. And they brought all of them before him. And he said to the man who had been writing before him, who was one of the 7 white ones, he said to him,
"Seize those 70 shepherds to whom I delivered the sheep, and who took and killed more than I commanded them."
And behold, I saw all of them bound, and they all stood before him. And judgment was exacted first over the stars, and they were judged and found to be sinners. And they went to the place of condemnation, and they threw them into an abyss, and it was full of fire. And it was burning, and was full of pillars of fire. And those 70 shepherds were judged, and found to be sinners. And they were thrown into that fiery abyss. And I saw at that time how a similar abyss was opened in the middle of the earth, which was full of fire. And they brought those blinded sheep, and they were all judged and found to be sinners. And they were thrown into that fiery abyss, and they burned. Now that abyss was on the south side of that house. and I saw those sheets burning and their bones burning. And I stood up to watch until that old house was folded up, and they removed all the pillars and all the beams and ornaments of that house were folded up along with it. And they removed it and put it in a place to the south of the land. And I watched until the Lord of the Sheets brought a new house, larger and higher than that first one. And he erected it on the site of the first one, which had been rolled up. And all its pillars were new, and its beams were new, and its ornaments were new and larger than those of the first one, the old one which he had removed. And all the sheeps were within it. And I saw all the sheeps which remained, and all the animals on the earth, and all the birds of the heavens were falling down and worshiping those sheeps and making petition to them and obeying them in everything. And afterwards, those three who were clothed in white and who had taken hold of me by my hand, who had previously brought me up, with the hand of that ram also taking hold of me, set me down among those sheeps before the judgment took place. And all those sheeps were white, and their wool was thick and pure. And all which had been destroyed and dispersed by all the beasts of the field and all the birds of the heavens assembled in that house. And the Lord of the Sheeps rejoiced greatly because they were all good and had returned to that house. And I watched until they laid down that sword, the one which had been given to the sheeps. And they brought it back to his house and sealed it up in the presence of the Lord. And all of the sheeps were enclosed in that house, but it did not contain them. And the eyes of all were opened, and they saw good things. And there was none among them which did not see. And I saw how that house was large and broad and very full. And I saw how a white bull was born, and its horns were large. And all the wild beasts and all the birds of the heavens feared him and made petition to him continually. And I watched until all their species were transformed, and they all became white cattle. And the first one became a lamb among them, and that lamb was a large animal. And there were large black horns on its head. And the Lord of the Sheeps rejoiced over it and over all the cattle. And I slept among them and awoke. And I saw everything. And this is the vision which I saw while I slept. And I awoke and blessed the Lord of righteousness and gave him glory. And after that, I wept bitterly. And my tears did not cease until I could no longer endure it. But when I looked, they were flowing down because of what I had seen. For everything will come to pass and be fulfilled. And all the deeds of the humans were shown to me in its order. That night, I remembered the first dream, and I wept because of it. And I was disturbed because I had seen the vision.